This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. Last week I read an article about Kenny Grand and his 22 years of driving daily to Thief River Falls and then later Fargo to pick up newspapers for delivery. That job ended for him in 1971, but he kept busy with many other things, including grandchildren. One of those grandkids was David Erickson, son of Pam and Devon, and when he was a little fellow, he wrote an essay about Kenny for a school project to share why grandparents are special. His essay was in the Roseau Times region, and I'll read it now. My grandpa's name is Kenny Grand. To me, he is Grandpa Grand. He lives in Roseau about half a mile away from me. I feel very lucky to have two terrific grandpas still living, and I love them both very much. But I decided to write about Grandpa Grand because he is older and shorter. He babysat me when my mom and dad would go to Grand Forks to do some shopping. He would dip my pacifier in whipped cream when I would get fussy. He thinks it's hilarious when I have to help my parents with computers and other high-tech devices. Sometimes we talk about the war. In World War II, Grandpa was in the Army Medical Corps. He took x-rays of injured soldiers and was stationed in England. He also enjoys telling stories of the good old days. We often go to the ranch together. The ranch is his cabin up in the woods. We call it that because it is exactly 40 acres. We check the bird feeders, clean out bird boxes, check the mouse traps, mow the lawn, fill the wood boxes, and other jobs. He loves to hear me tell what has happened just recently in my life, but there's one time he doesn't like to be interrupted. That time is when he's watching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. He loves that show, as do my brother and I. He is also a very generous grandpa. He insists on paying my brother and me every time we do any jobs for him. We try to tell him we don't want the money and that we do the work for free, but it doesn't work. He uses excuses to give us the pay, like, I got a couple of stale $20 bills I need to get rid of, or some green stuff, or lettuce. We just recently went on a trip to Florida, and we invited him along. My mom called him several weeks before we left and said, we would like you to come with us, but the problem is we have to know in less than 24 hours to purchase the ticket that's on hold for you. He said, I don't have to think about it, I'll just go. Although he moves more slowly than he used to, Grandpa still enjoys watching me play basketball, baseball, football, and going to my church and school programs. He lives close to the outdoor rink, skateboarding slab of cement, sliding hill, and the tennis court, so I can bring my friends to his house. We will often stop by to grab a pop or eat a quick snack. Grandpa Grand often takes Andy, my brother, and I out to eat. He always treats. It's pointless to argue with him about that. I know he loves me very much, and I'm so thankful for all he has taught me by his words and his fine example. They say you can choose your friends, but not your relatives, but he'd be my pick any day. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories, and to David Erickson for writing such a nice story about his grandfather, Kenny Grand. David was a lucky kid to have two sets of grandparents living so close by. That doesn't happen as often as it used to in the old days. Have you written down what you remember about your grandparents? The details you remember will be lost to future generations if you don't take the time to write them down and share them with your family.